And Linda, you have Associated Press's Karen Sloan on the line.
That's right. Senior editor of the Associated Press Headline News. She is in London. Karen Sloan, since we spoke to you last, can you tell us if there's been any, have there been any developments?
Basically, things are pretty much as they were. We don't have any other reports of injuries, still just one injured. Authorities are evacuating buildings around Warren Street Underground Station, which is in the north part of London. And one of the local television stations here, Sky News, is reporting that police have put out an alert for a gentleman in a blue shirt who may be carrying a device with wires coming out of it. And that may be in the vicinity of one of the major hospitals in London, University College Hospital. That may be one reason why police are evacuating buildings in that area. But as you know, with a developing story like this, it's hard to put all the pieces together and to say for sure exactly what's going on.
Has the government been heard from? The Prime Minister, I know, is meeting in at Downing Street, I assume at Downing Street, with the Foreign Secretary.
He's meeting with security officials. We are anticipating hearing from Tony Blair. He was scheduled to begin speaking already. People are waiting for him. As you know, you see the TV pictures of the empty room waiting for the leader to come in. We're waiting for Tony Blair to come out and address the public momentarily and give some comments and his take on what's going on. But he has not appeared yet.
Has there been any indication that this incident might turn out to be more dangerous than it appears to be right now?
Not really, no. It doesn't seem that way at the moment. As I said, since the last time I spoke to you, we still are only getting reports of one injury, and it doesn't appear the Metropolitan Police Commissioner has confirmed that there were four separate incidents and four separate attempts to detonate explosions. We don't know that necessarily all of them have been successful. Apparently out in Shepherd's Bush there was no explosion from anything anyone has said. But at the moment things seem calm. They have not even stopped running the underground as they did 2 weeks ago. The underground continues to run except in the immediate locations where there were incidents reported.
Do you have any sense of the way London has reacted, Londoners have reacted? This must be very upsetting to have something like this come right away, right on the heels of the terrible bombings 2 weeks ago.
It is kind of early to say that. And, of course, in the middle of a newsroom, you don't get a sense of necessarily what's going on the streets. The police commissioner, Sir Ian Blair, had made an appeal for Londoners to stay put and not move around town at the moment. There doesn't seem to be mass panic in any of the areas that have been cordoned off. So people seem to be taking it calmly. They did take things calmly 2 weeks ago, generally speaking. It seems that's what's happening again, but it's very early days yet. These incidents are still ongoing.
And there have been, of course, tremendous changes made in the kind of security that is in operation in London, in the underground, in the buses.
There are a lot more security people visible in many of the major stations on a daily basis. That's been true. I imagine that will continue, perhaps intensify. When we hear from Prime Minister Blair in a few minutes, he may tell us more about specific plans and what might be done to try and secure this public transportation system.
Thanks very much. Karen Sloan, who is the senior editor of the Associated Press Headline News in London. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.